Pascha Week is a period in the year where the Church relives hour by hour all the events of the final days of our Lord Jesus Christ, culminating in his victorious crucifixion and his glorious resurrection. Upper Room Media presents to you the Pascha Week sermons.
Great one, God, Amin. Thanks to Atif to give us a short talk this morning.
As per the Gospels, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ used to spend the evening or the night in Bethany, and in the morning he would head to the temple in Jerusalem. As per the Gospels today, when he, on his way to the temple, he felt hungry. So he looked afar and he saw the fig tree. The fig tree had a lot of leaves, but had no fruits. Usually leaves and fruits come together. So when the Lord approached it and he didn't find any fruits, he cursed it. Now, if we contemplate on ourselves and compare ourselves to the tree, are we producing fruits? How can we produce fruits? And why would a tree not produce fruits? So the first thing is the ground, the soil. The soil is important for a tree to produce fruits. So we are all coming to the church. The church is a good soil. It should produce fruits in us. But is it enough to come to church? I think it's also important that if you come to church, that you are rooted and grounded in the vine, in the true vine. So we all come to church, but are we really, truly rooted and grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ personally? This is very important because, as the Lord said, we are the branches, but we feed on the vine, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. So whilst we are in the church, we need to be rooted and grounded. And as Mark said yesterday, immersed, not only during the time when we are at church, but also throughout the day. So we need to feed on the Lord at all times. Feeding on the Lord at all times could happen in the Mass, having Holy Communion, confession, ongoing prayer. Okay, but is that enough? The answer, no. Why? Because when you look at the tree, when you plant a tree, you have to dig deep enough for it to source its so it has to be deep in the soil. But as you plant it and you leave it, weeds start to come up. So we need to be weeding ourselves and our senses continuously. When the Lord said, watch, watch for what? Watch. Be watchful for your senses. Be watchful for your eyes. What am I looking at? How am I looking at? Do I have a simple, clean, pure look? Be watchful for what you listen to. Watch. Watch for what you touch. Watch for your emotions. Watch for your thoughts. Watch for your dreams. Watch for your desires. So be watchful. Any impurity in your thoughts, any impurity in your what you look at, any impurity of what you feel, any impurity of what you desire, any impurity of inclination, anything that ruins your holy temple, make sure that you watch for it and you expel it straight away. Have that process of instant confession. We do go to Abuna to confess, but we should also have what is called instant confession, i.e. I confess instantly, like I say to the Lord, Lord, right now I got an evil thought, so please help me because I need your help to be holy. And I do not want to commit any sin that annoys you or hurts you. So it's important that we are also relying on the fertilization of the good word of the Lord, the Bible. We need to read our Bible and read with focus, read with an intent to follow, read with the intention to obey, read with the intention to live. So if we are to produce fruits, and if the Lord comes and asks for the fruits, we have to be ready. Because what happens if we don't produce fruits? In another proverb, the Lord said, it is to be chopped and put into fire, the tree. So we have to be ready, and we have to be ready always. We have to be ready always, not when we grow older, because we could die any point in time. So it's crucial. May the Lord grant us all to be rooted and grounded in Him. May the Lord grant us all to be fertilized by His word and to be weeded at all the times through the instant confession. Glory be to God. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.